Saturday afternoon, folks. Now, I can just imagine you sitting there thinking to yourselves, why on earth is she playing this? Surely this is not Gwen Tlian's sort of music. Well, I hate to disillusion you folks, but sometimes it is. I have very eclectic tastes. There is quite a specific reason why I'm playing this particular song, though, and you will find out why momentarily. I had the weirdest dream last night. I have no idea why my strange mind dredged up this particular thing, but it was so bizarre. Other people have been recounting their strange dreams here on Audio Boom, so I thought that I would join in the fun and post one of my own. So I had this dream in which I was not myself. I'm not sure who the hell I was supposed to be, but I was certainly not Shannon Smith, I can tell you that. My dream persona was blind, though, because I do recall that I had a white cane with me. So I was wandering around a shopping mall, investigating different stores, and I went into one of them that was like a clothing and accessories store. I think it sold bags and hair clips and wallets and sunglasses and things like that. So while I was looking around, or feeling around, I guess, I heard this very familiar voice behind me say, "Hey man, how's it going?" Now, I would know this voice anywhere, because I've heard it on several radio interviews and documentaries, and it's very distinctive. It was the voice of, you guessed it, Janis Joplin. Now, apparently this dream persona, whoever the heck I was supposed to be, was on very familiar terms with Janis, because I was like, "Hey, Janis, I'm not so great, actually." I told her that some guy had just broken up with me, and I was having a lot of relationship problems. So she responded with, "Ah, don't worry about it, man, just come on over to my house, and I'll feed you dinner, and we'll have some booze, and just relax, chill out." So I said, "Okay, sounds good." And I drove back to Janice's house with her in her car. And I remember that Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young was blasting over the radio. So when we got to her place, she fed me pasta and chicken. This is how detailed this dream was. I remember most of it very clearly. And then I had some wine and some shots. I'm not sure if it was vodka or rum that I was drinking. But whatever it was, my dream self apparently got quite plastered. So then some guy walked in the door that Janis knew. And Janis said, "Hey, here's my friend Bob. He'll make you feel better." So this Bob guy, sensing that I was three sheets to the wind, tried to force his advances on me. And I didn't really want anything to do with some guy I didn't even know. So I tried shoving him away, and Janis was like, "Oh, just relax, man, it's okay. Bob's really friendly, he won't hurt you." And I said, "Look, I don't even know this guy. And I've just had a difficult breakup with someone I did know. You know, this is not what I want right now." So Janis got really pissed off with me. She's like, "Okay, well fine, if that's how you feel, you can leave." So I guess I did, because that's all I can remember. Now make of that what you will, I have no idea what any of that means. I hadn't even thought about Janis Joplin for some time. Maybe my brain was just telling me I needed a break from folky Celtic world music. Because I've been spending so much time recording this stuff that maybe I just needed to hear something else. The reason I recorded so much Christmas music was, well, partly for my own entertainment. I mean, it was stressful as hell recording it, but once it was all done, it was cool to have all the songs. But it was also partly because I decided out of the blue yesterday morning that I was going to try to put a CD together for my mum. At first, I thought I was just going to record old toy trains for her and then somehow send her the recording. And then I thought, oh, great. She's not very computer literate. I could probably just send her a Dropbox link, but then she might not know how to open the file once she got it. And so there'd be the hassle of trying to help her to do that. So I thought, okay, then I'll need to put together a CD. And I only had 3 other songs. So I didn't just want to have a 4-song CD. And that was why I ended up recording some other music. Now, there's only one song on there that I think my mom will really, really like, and that's Old Toy Train, so I'll put that first. I'm still not happy with that recording. It's my mom's favorite song of all time, and I have very fond memories of her singing it and of us listening to the Raffi version of, at Christmas time. And it's one of those songs that makes me really emotional. So I couldn't sing the goddamn thing without getting teary-eyed. And that, of course, affected my ability to vocalize properly. So my singing absolutely sucks on that recording. But luckily my mom is pretty much tone deaf, so I don't think she'll notice hugely. She probably will at the beginning, but it gets a little better after that anyway. But even though the rest of the music probably wouldn't be her cup of tea, at least it's stuff from me. So I think she'll like it just for that reason. Now, I don't have any blank CDs at my disposal, and I don't see the possibility of me getting out to get some right now, just because it's snowy as all get out. But, the Kimmers is returning home from Tennessee in a few days. She's been away a lot longer than either of us realized she would be. And she does have blank CDs, and she is very conversant with iTunes, unlike myself, so I'm going to ask her if she'd mind doing me a tremendous favor and helping me burn a CD for Mum, and actually I might make a couple extra ones for some friends at church. Gosh, I don't know if I should or not. It sort of seems egotistical to give out my own music to people. I don't know. But yeah, I was thinking of doing that for a little Christmas prezzy. I have some cards for people and I could slip a CD inside. Also, Kim has an audio editor, so she might, if she wants to, she's certainly not obligated, but she might be able to help me fix up a few of the files and just like increase the mic gain a bit and stuff. Because I have no way of doing that right now. So anyhow, I shall ask her about that, and because we're going to get together sometime this week anyway, and if she is amenable to doing that, then that is what we shall do. Because I really want to give my mom this music for Christmas. I think it's something that she would find really special. I hope you guys don't think that's conceited of me to say that. I'm not trying to be conceited here. I'm just sort of looking at this from how she might see it, and yeah, I think she might find it kind of cool. She always tried to get me to play and sing Old Toy Trains at my grandma's nursing home, and I didn't want to do it, so now she'll have a recording of me. Well, I'm just rabbiting on here, so I think I'll end this for now, but I just had to come and tell you guys about that dream, because it was just so funky. I can't imagine actually knowing Janis Joplin. I'm not sure if I'd want to. I mean, I like her songs, but she was a strange lady. All right then, peeps, have a great day. Bye-bye.